Welcome back to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of Academia EDU, and I love diving into fascinating research. So today I've got something pretty intriguing to share with you all. We'll be looking at a paper authored by Hao Meng, Daniel O'Connor, Byeom-Chan Lee, Stacey L. Gorniak, and of course, Chuck Lane, whose work we're going to explore neutrally today, just sharing insights, not giving a stamp of approval. Let's set the stage. Imagine you're waiting in line at a busy coffee shop, scrolling through your to-do list, thinking about your posture, maybe feeling a bit wobbly, and perhaps, like a lot of us, wondering how your health might be playing into all this. Well, that's basically hitting at the heart of today's core question. This paper asks, how does adiposity, that is, the amount and distribution of body fat, affect both our postural control and our thinking, particularly working memory? And even more importantly, what does that mean for everyday life? Why is this such a significant question, though? Well, in the US, over a third of adults qualify as obese, and globally, it's a rising trend. With more people carrying extra body fat, we need to really understand the ripple effects. Are we just talking about numbers on a scale, or are there consequences for the way people move, balance, and even think? For you, for your friends, your family, this could impact daily activities, safety, and quality of life. So let's dig into what the researchers actually did. They recruited 30 young adults and split them into three groups based on their BMI, so normal weight, overweight, and obese. But here's the twist. They didn't just stick with BMI, since BMI doesn't actually tell you how much fat versus muscle you have. Instead, they measured total body fat percentage and trunk, like belly fat percentage, using DEXA scans. That's a very precise method, actually. And if you've ever done one, you know it kind of feels like you're getting a futuristic x-ray. Participants went through a whole battery of tests, and here's the part I find kind of fun. They had to stand upright while doing working memory tasks. So picture someone trying to balance on a platform, arms crossed, headphones on, listening to a stream of random words, and then repeating back the right one based on the NBAC memory test rules. Meanwhile, their body sway, balance, and reaction times are all being measured. Sounds like my morning when the Wi-Fi's out, honestly. Anyway, what did they find? Well, if you're worried that your memory's just going to, like, collapse every time you eat dessert, don't panic. The study found no significant difference in memory performance across the groups. So more fat didn't equal worse working memory, at least in this young group. That's maybe not the final say for all ages, but it's reassuring for now. But yeah, there's a but. When it came to postural control, meaning the ability to stand steady and respond to small wobbles, people with higher body fat percentages, especially central or trunk fat, did worse. Their bodies swayed more. They had slower and less effective balancing strategies, and basically the measures of balance deteriorated as fat percentage went up, not just with higher BMI, but specifically as the amount of fat increased. So for the everyday person, if you're noticing that balancing on one foot is getting tougher, that could be about more than just shoes. And here's something interesting. They found that body fat percentage was a stronger predictor of balance issues than BMI was. So, if you go to the doctor and step on the scale and they tell you your BMI, remember that there are more nuanced ways to understand how your body's affecting your movement. There's an important point here that the authors emphasize, and I want to echo. Research doesn't work with absolute truths. Just because something pops up in a controlled lab study with young adults doesn't mean it's a law of nature. These findings help us generate new ideas, push us to ask, well, what about older adults? Or people with different activity levels, or maybe even, how about standing on a surfboard? Who knows, right? By the way, speaking of standing, does anyone else remember those balance boards from the early 2000s? I never could quite figure them out. Maybe I just needed a DEXA scan to blame it on my trunk fat, right? Ha, anyway, let's bring it back. If you take nothing else from this episode, if you're interested in your own mobility or concerned about fall risks as you age, don't focus only on your weight or BMI. Think about where your body fat is and how your muscle mass feels. Maybe try out those memory tasks while brushing your teeth on one foot, just kidding, well, kind of, always be safe. As always, I'm neutrally presenting what the research says. Take it with curiosity, not as gospel. Academic research is a pathway to insight, not a final answer. Thanks for joining me here on In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, excited as ever to keep exploring with you. See you next time. Oh, and don't fall over out there.